to the Kids Before 6 Advent Podcast.
Welcome back to the Village Kids Advent Podcast with the 5-6. We are so excited today. It is December 18th, and we are going to be talking about when gifts don't seem good. So I have two special guests with me today, a pair of sisters, and so I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Guess, what is your first name and what grade are you in?
I am Evelyn, and I am in third grade.
I'm Charlotte.
And how old are you?
5.
Yes, and you're 5, which is a pretty fun age to be, don't you think? Yeah. All right. So today we're going to be talking about when gifts don't seem good, but I have a couple questions for you guys first, okay? What are you looking forward to about Christmas this year? What do you think, Charlotte? What are you looking forward to about Christmas?
Cookies.
Oh, what kind of cookies?
Cookies with cinnamon inside.
Oh, I like cookies with cinnamon inside too. Like a snickerdoodle or just any cookies with cinnamon. You're just a big cinnamon fan? Yep. Yep. Okay. Evan, how about you? What are you looking forward to about Christmas?
I'm looking forward to presents and breakfast.
Oh, so tell me about breakfast. I get the presents part totally, but what about breakfast? Is that like a special Christmas breakfast or?
Yes, it's like cubes of French toast with like maple syrup and berries and whipped cream on top.
Yeah, now I'm hungry. That sounds fantastic, right? I could see. Do you guys eat it throughout the rest of the year, or is it kind of just like safe for Christmas Day?
Safe for Christmas.
Oh, man. Yeah, it sounds good. I want to eat it now. All right. So when we talk about gifts, we're talking about gifts on the Advent Podcast this year, the gift of who God is and who he's made us to be and all the things that he does. But so what is a gift that you've gotten before that when you got it, you were like, oh, I love this gift? What do you think, Evelyn? Go first.
When I got a doll horse, which was really nice.
Mm-hmm. So a doll horse. Yep. I'm a big horse fan. I get that totally. Charlotte, what's a gift that you've gotten?
My princess dress.
Is there a certain princess dress that it is?
It's a pink and purple one.
Oh. You know what? When my girls were little, they pretty much lived in princess dresses, and I think that's the way to be. That's a pretty good gift. All right, now let's think about this. Is there a gift that you've ever given to someone that you were just so excited to give to them?
When I was 6, I got an overdue library book and a pair of my mom's sunglasses and gave them to my mom. It's just quite funny.
That is quite funny. Oh, that's fantastic. And I bet that was like a big, did she giggle?
Yes.
Yes, she did. I bet she did. That's a great gift. That's for sure. All right. And so as you look at this, what is a gift? If you could have the ability to give everyone in the whole world one gift, what would you enjoy giving them? What do you think, Evelyn?
Peace.
Peace. I love it. Charlotte, is there a gift you would give the world?
Jesus.
Oh, I think with those two things combined, don't you think that would be like a good combo gift, right? You're like, from the sisters here, you get peace and Jesus. And I love that so much. All right, let's go ahead and dig into the material a little bit. Before we dig in, I'm just going to open us in prayer. God of amazing gifts, we pray that you would just teach us to trust that your purposes are always good, whatever it is that you send our way in life. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. Have you ever said or heard someone say, oh, that's the last thing I need, right? They're like, they didn't like what they're getting. How do you think someone's feeling when they say that?
Disappointed.
Disappointed. Yeah, that makes sense, right? They're like, oh, that's not what I need. God is perfect, powerful Father who meets our every need. But sometimes he gives us something in our life that feels like the last thing that we need. It might only be a small disappointment, but it could be something more serious. And what are we to make of it when God gives us something that doesn't seem good? So we find an answer in part of Paul's letter to the church in Rome. As he talks about suffering, Paul writes the following words.
And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28.
So who is working through all the things that happen, good or bad?
God.
Right? God is the one who's working through all of the things. And what can God use all things for?
for our good.
Right. Yeah. And for his glory. And that's like kind of his two objectives. And so is he able to take something bad and then use it for good?
Yes.
Absolutely. Right. In the next verse, Paul tells us what the good purpose is that God has for his people.
For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
All right, so let's just make sure we all know what foreknew means. It means that he loved and he chose them before the world began. Predestined means that he decided and he planned on it beforehand, like he pre-decided it. And conformed to the image is made, it means he made him like that. And so what does God want to help his people become more like, according to that verse?
Like Jesus.
Exactly right. God uses everything that happens to us to help us be like more like Jesus. He uses enjoyable things and he uses hard things. So let's pause and think about what Jesus is like. He's fair, caring, honest, courageous, patient, kind, prayerful, generous. How wonderful would it be if you and I got to like become like him? Let's imagine that we were ill for a long time. Why might that grow us in patience, teach us to pray, and encourage us to trust God? Probably because like you had no other choice, right? You're like, through this hard thing in my life, I see that the Lord is showing up. I see that he is carrying me. I see that he is the one I need. He's the one who gives me the answers for what that is. Paul then reminds his readers about something that God has done that proves how much he loves his people. Let's hear what they have to say in verses 31 and 32.
What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
And so that's kind of like a question that he's asking, right? He's like, what does Paul remind us that shows us how much God loves us? What does he tell us there?
He gave up his own son.
Right. That's kind of a big deal, right? Yeah. You're like, oh my goodness, that's how much he loves us, that he would actually sacrifice his own son so that he could bring us near to him. God is for us, and he's already shown us how much he loves us at the cross. So difficult circumstances should not be a reason to doubt God's love. Instead, they should be a reason to ask ourselves, how can this make me more like Jesus? God is doing something good in his people, even when gifts don't seem good. All right, ladies, so be honest here. What do you think would be better, an easy life or a life that made you like Jesus?
A life that makes me like Jesus.
Right. And what's the benefit of that?
That you will get to go to heaven and have Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And in the process, right? Like you become more like him. You get to know him more. It fills your heart. It like makes your heart full of joy and peace and all these other things that sometimes an easy life doesn't actually offer you. As we read through this passage, what does this make you want to say to your Father in heaven? Like, what does it make you want to like respond in?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because he's like, oh, I don't just like you. I love you. Right? And I'm willing to give things in order to draw you near to me. And I want to be continuing to make you more like Jesus, not just because, but so that other people can know about him. And that so your heart can be full in the process. And you can have this peace and you can have this joy and you can have this beautiful opportunity to become more like me. And so we're going to close today. And Evelyn, would you close us in prayer and just pray that we would all be able to remember these things?
Dear God, I pray that we would all remember these things and that we would all have a good Christmas. Amen.
Amen. All right, Charlotte and Evelyn, can you close our podcast today by telling our listeners Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right, everybody. We hope that you have a great rest of the day. Thank you, ladies, for joining us and co-hosting with us today. We'll be back again tomorrow.